I finally got my recorder on. Good afternoon, Winter Park High School freshman jazz band. This is Dale Blackwell, one of your adjudicators for this really nice event. We hope you're all having a good time and everything's going fine for you, because I know it's always hard to drag all that stuff around that a big band has to have. But we're looking forward to hearing you play, and we wish you good luck with this performance. Okay, here we go with Southern Cross. Carl Stroman, good arranger, good composer. Good solid literature, folks. The D is down there just a tad sharp a couple places. Yeah, I like the saxophone sound here. Good, I can hear the Barry, good. That's, we need to hear second tenor and Barry there. A lot better crescendo. Always let the reeds go first and then bring the brass up underneath on the end of the crescendo. It'll be a lot more exciting. Yeah, nice sound from the band. I like that. Yeah, we need just a little more edge on the top of the alto. I don't know if you're doubling that. That could be if you're holding back. Yeah, I like the unison here. When it opens up, boo, ba, ba, and then a nice crescendo. Please don't hold back. Nice sound, trumpet. And nice sound in the saxophone here. And as always, at your level, where you are at beginning stages of doing this kind of playing, when you're a soloist, it's okay to play what's written. It's fine. Nobody minds. And then you can branch out after that. But good sound in all the soloists there. At the end, doo-doo-dot. Good work. There are places where you had some drop phrases in there, but what you have to do, of course, is really mark it dash one, dash two, dash three, whatever it is. But overall, a good job. And when we're thinking about how to improve what is a pretty good sound from each section, it would be because there were some nice unison places. When it starts to open up, then you got to really push with the sound. And like I said, when we have a crescendo for the entire band, and I think this holds true whether it's concert band or jazz band. Really let the woodwind players push the crescendo right from the start, and then let bring the brass up underneath and percussion last, and you'll really find an exciting kind of crescendo in the music. But good job on that first piece. Good to see acoustic bass here too. That's kind of nice. I can't tell you, as a professional player and leader, how many times I had to really scrounge to find a really good bass player. And two or three of the guys that I've worked with that played acoustic bass were among my favorite players of all time. Here we go with Red's Good. Yeah, ba-do-ba-do. More on the upbeat accents. Good work there. Good work there in tenor and trumpet. Yeah, here in the sax solo, again, a little more from tenor, second tenor, and Barry especially. So have that big fat bottom on the sound. Don't rush the doodot there at the end. Yeah, think rhythmic intensity pulse. Ba-do-ba-bum, ba-doo, 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 da. Whether you're making it up or playing what's there, it's immaterial. Just so you keep the rhythmic punch going. And when I'm looking at the rhythm section, and I'm looking at folks, they write these piano parts with two notes sometime above the middle C and a couple of notes below middle C. You can play it higher if you listen to Count Basie recordings or even Ellington recordings. Lots of big bands from the 30s and 40s. You'll hear how high that the piano player is comping. If the piano player is comping high, the guitar player has to comp low. And don't try to play a lot of notes on guitar. Focus on two or three notes in the chord and think Freddie Green. Chick, 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 like that. So that you're really staying on top of the time. Remember to get that nice, clean legato tongue on the repeated notes there. And then he has a rooftop dot D-O-T. Yeah, here we're starting to push the doodads, so don't rush those. Thinking this is after bar 65, folks. Yeah, and here again with that crescendo, let the saxes loose in the first bar, and then hold the brass folks back for about a beat and a half or two beats, maybe three. So it kind of explodes at the end, and it's much more exciting. Yeah, some good crisp notes on the end. Try not to rush the quarters and try not to rush two dots. And we're getting ready here for, oh my goodness, I don't know this fella. Big Band Theory. That's okay. Interesting title. So it says bright swing about 160, so that's pushing our limits here about in terms of playing with precision. Mm-hmm. Sounds like lots of other tunes in this genre. Yeah, try not to skate through those notes. Deep boo-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da. You gotta really dig in on those eighth note saxophones. Do-dot-dot, we're rushing those. Hang in. I know the tempo's quick, but don't push. I wonder what happened to the piano player here. Yeah, we need to be don't be timid with the solos. Again, whether it's written out or not. So yeah, here the sound's okay and most of what you're playing's okay in alto here, but it's behind the time. And it's starting to not hang together in the rhythm section. And we're missing piano for some reason here. So we've got to turn up the sound on guitar. And again, we need more treble and a more of a rhythmic effect, like as I've said before, like Freddie Green. Although there are a lot of folks wish they could do that. Here it's not hanging together because of the tempo, but that's going to come with age and with experience. I hear the ride cymbal. You need to boom, ding a ding, ding a ding, ding a ding. Really need to bang away on that thing, and then also in the hi-hat, chock, 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 chock. But the bass drum isn't all that much needed here. If you play a 1 and 3, it's okay. The licks that you play indicate good chops in the drums. Yeah, not bad for the most part, but again, at that fast tempo, your precision suffers. So keep working on those things. Saxophones use a universal method. Brass players, you got to have the Arpin's book, and really work on those scale and chord things in there. Okay, some lots of good playing going on, but we've still got some fundamental things that need to be cleaned up.